loves us. He cares about us in every way there is. When we receive His word, we receive His life. When we treasure His life, we keep it. People keep what they treasure. They handle it in a more protected way. When you enjoy the life of God and you treasure the life of God, that's when we have the greatest abilities. Because the love of God, which is the life of God, and all the lessons that God gave me about loving people, it added such a refreshing to my life. I didn't have to be controlled by angry emotions anymore. I endeavor to love people on purpose no matter what happens, no matter who they are, no matter what they do or say. I was set to love them, and the Lord was able to help me understand many things through that, through those. I would not have learned the things I've gained and learned if I had chosen to be frustrated with people. When I walked in the love of God, I did it by His strength, by His word. And I began to see the needs of others. People don't make the best choices. That's why they get frustrated. Things happen to them. That's why they're grumpy. And some of the most frustrated people I know, something terrible happened in their past. It's not your fault. It has nothing to do with you. And if you take it personal, you'll retaliate. But when you look at people with the eyes of redemption, this is the mindset of any missionary, evangelist, pastor. They deal with people with the mindset and the eyesight of restoration. I really admire pastors, the true ones. They deserve the most in life. I love them. They go to bat with people. They love people. They really have good intentions. And with all that love, if they follow God, they'll be able to do the things that they really desire to do. If they don't follow God, they won't make the necessary adjustments, and whatever they do, it'll be far short of what they could be doing. And I have to walk around knowing this. And I thought it would be easy to get this message across, but it's not. I expected it to be much different. I'll put it that way. But nevertheless, when people give God their attention, God can use it. When you take time and learn God's ways and His word, then you can do things that you normally couldn't do. But it comes from treasuring God's word. If you treasure God's word, then you can do it. If God's word is in an optional state, then you'll be like a hard-headed child. God, you know, you love your children when they don't, whether they love, whether they do right or not, whether they do what you say or not, whether they're obedient or not. But when children treat your word as an option, you tell them what to do, they treat it as an option. They might, and they might not do what you said do. Well, your help for that child is limited. Sometimes their life can depend on them obeying you. And in the back of your mind, what if they treat it as an option at the most dangerous times? So it is with pastors. So it is with apostles. So it is with evangelists, pastors, teachers. We all have to follow the Lord and His guidance. Without the guidance of God, it's not going to work right. But when you follow God, you can do anything. and you can enjoy the best options, because God is going to lead you right. He's going to help you do what's necessary. He's going to help you do what's best. And you'll be able to go forward in life and not backwards. Those who love God serve God. Those who serve God, treasuring His word, they learn God. They get to know Him. You can obey the Lord all day long, but if you treasure His words, it will remain. See, the more of God's word that's in your heart, the more you have to work with, the more you've given God to work with in you. And when you follow Him, that's the best victory you can get. As I study God's word and learn it, my life gets better, because I'm more equipped to make my best choices. And we're only blessed when we make the best decisions. If you make poor decisions, it's going to cause you a grievance, unnecessary grievance. But as we follow Him and obey Him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's very important that we max out doing all that's in God's heart. The Word of God will help you max out. Treasuring the Word of God will keep you stable. And many times people don't treasure the Word of God. They don't mean any harm, but their focus and attention is on many other things, everyday life. It takes your everyday life can take your attention off of the most necessary things. And see, I'm going to tell you the easy way that it took me a long time to realize it, but the best and easiest way to live is to fill your heart with God's word with the intent of doing it, practicing as you understand it, doing it as you study it, as you know that it works. Some things you can detect that it'll work. Some things are odd to you and don't seem like it'll work, but you do it because God said. And then your eyes will be open to greater truth. And then you'll see things for what they truly are. Things were exposed to me as I endeavored to love people like I wanted people to love me, and to love people like God loved me. I found out I can master my emotions. Instead of letting the situation master my emotions, I can control it by operating according to the love of God. With the love of God, I could see more. I could understand more. I saw greater options. And then from there, I was able to make better judgments. My advice was better. See, sometimes people could give good advice if they're not frustrated. But when you're frustrated, the frustration comes out with your advice or your suggestion or your counsel or your persuasion. If you're grieved to see somebody, they can detect it. If people get on your nerves, that can be detected easily, because we're spirit beings. We don't just hear words and see things. We read people. But when there's a genuine love in operation, people can detect that too. When you're genuinely concerned about them, when you genuinely love people, that's detectable. Your actions, your counteractions, all those things are detectable. And people can read it like a book. Especially even children. Even people you would consider slow, they can tell whether you love them or not. And people can tell when they know sincerity when they see it. And some people will act the way they want, you know, they'll act desirable. And when people act desirable, that's detectable too. People can get away with acting desirable for a while, but eventually the mask comes off. Nevertheless, but when you treasure the word of God and you love people like God loves you, it's a genuine love. You get better at it. If you start taking karate, you start off as a white belt, then a green belt, a brown belt. You go up the ranks of the belts. You get better at it. When you endeavor to love people, you start off kind of wobbly, or you start off wherever you are, but you get better at it. Even if you start off excellent like God, you still get better at it. And you are able to receive more knowledge and wisdom. Many times I've said, if I had to lose everything God ever taught me and keep one thing, it would be how to love his people. Because I learned so much more from the Lord that way. And the Lord trusted me with treasurable information. Treasurable knowledge and information. Because he knew I love his people. And he knew I was genuinely concerned about how to help the body of Christ. He gave me the highest calling. Some people will say, well, you just want to show off. You just want to be better than others. That's not the way it is for me. When he gave me that calling of an apostle, actually a chief apostle, that's what he told me. It made me nervous. I said, I don't need to mess this up. I don't know how to do it. I didn't feel like some people would accuse me of feeling. I was more like, why me? My life is already complicated. But in him, I can do it. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the Lord gave me the necessary knowledge and abilities, and he anointed me to do what he gave me to do. And I'm not trying to do what others do. I use all the knowledge and wisdom he gave me to do precisely what he gave me to do. There are things I really desire to do. I was taking a Rhema correspondence course. And I would love to finish. But every time God started giving me assignments, and I had to do that. And he explained some things to me. What he gave me to do is important, and I need to finish it. I need to do what he gave me to do. There are things that I would love to do, but I have to precisely do what God said to do. It's too important. And it takes a lot of time. And the Lord is moving by his Spirit. Everything I do it at his direction. And I trust him. Sometimes the Lord do things to make people wonder. And if you pay attention to him and do precisely what he do, it's going to all work out. Sometimes God do things to get people's attention, to help people wake up. So when you do precisely what he said, you're able to do all that. And if you keep doing it, it works. If you deviate, you interrupt the process. Don't interrupt the process. Do what God said do. He know what he's doing. You're just going to have to trust him. God does use theatrics. He told Ezekiel to portray Israel on a tile. surrounded by armies. And all that he gave him, he used theatrics. He even said, you're going to have to bake your bread with dung. Now, nobody would do that. But this is what they were going to be doing when they were in captivity. And God was showing it to them. Because they were going into captivity because they didn't repent. And even though Ezekiel showed them these things, they didn't repent. And Ezekiel had a problem with what God said. He said, I've never eaten anything unclean. I don't want to bake bread with my waste. He said, you can use cow's dung for man's dung. So Ezekiel did this in their sight. And it got their attention because it was very unusual. This is why people don't want to be a prophet. God uses theatrics. When common things don't work, God will do something way out of the ordinary to get people's attention. So whenever he bring to my attention, whatever he say do, I just do it. Boldly. And it makes people wonder. And you stay the course and it works. I like to finish what I begin. I don't like to stop. But sometimes with God, you have to follow him. Now, I'm saying this because God will hit. He can give you some unusual things to do. But stay the course. You're safe. If you don't understand something, ask questions. He wants you to obey him, so ask your questions. And follow through with what he put in your heart. Now, nevertheless, God can open doors and close doors. If he closes them, fine. If he opens them, fine. Whatever he gives you to do, do it. Do it well. But God loves us. And he's coming back. His return is soon. He has a short time to do what it is he's doing. And he does use theatrics. He loves us. Everything he do is out of love. So you, as you follow him, you're gonna be able to do greater things. And it's not just about your works. This is life. The love of God. You love the love of God. It's not a get out of jail free car. It's not just a insurance policy. It's not just something a quick fix. The life of God that you learn is your new way of living. That's how you're going to do things from now on and forever. And it works. But if you're doing the Word of God hyper excited, trying to get something fixed, and then once you get what you after, you go back to normal, that's not treasuring the Word of God at all. I know some things are like that. You're trying to get something done and you're passionate about it. But remember, the Word of God is a living way of life. And if you treasure it, do it. You use it. Use the Word of God. You do what's necessary. But then you turn around. As you live that part of God's Word, it works. And then you can and just enjoy life. When things do heal up and problems are solved, just enjoy life. Remember it. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Continue to go forward. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.